One of the things I've barely touched on so far on this channel is the Big Bang, an interesting topic that we've only really started to properly understand. But when Matt Powell Official had a go at debunking it, my patrons couldn't help themselves. Right, back to Matt Powell Official, and apparently he's debunked the Big Bang. Let's hear him out.
Hey guys, this is Matt Powell. If I was to tell you that there was a gigantic explosion, one of the first things that you would ask me is, well, what caused it?
There wasn't an explosion. The Big Bang is a really poor name for it, actually. We just know there was a rapid expansion of space itself. No explosion, no bang, just expansion.
And people that try to defend the Big Bang theory will try to redefine the Big Bang as an expansion. They'll say, well, it wasn't really an explosion, it was just an expansion.
Ah, he's called me out. It was an expansion, though.
About 13.7 billion years ago, this tiny singularity violently exploded. And it is from this explosion, this bang, that all matter, energy, space, and time were created.
No explosion, no bang, just expansion.
This tiny singularity violently exploded.
No explosion, no bang, just expansion.
Before the Big Bang, there was nothing, literally nothing. And then something happened, triggering the most colossal explosion in history.
Let's pretend for a second that evolution is true. They say, well, nothing caused an explosion. What if I said nothing caused something over here to explode? You'd say, well, what caused the explosion? Was there some type of igniter? Was there some type of detonator that started this thing? If I turn around and said, nothing caused it, you'd look at me like I was crazy.
I wouldn't call it pathetic, but I kind of agree with you, because we don't necessarily think it was nothing before that.
Before the Big Bang, there was nothing, literally nothing.
We don't think it was nothing before that.
Before the Big Bang, there was nothing, literally nothing. And then something happened, triggering the most colossal explosion in history. In a billionth of a billionth of a billionth of a second, the universe grew from the size of that tiny point to something billions of miles across. This colossal blast created everything, all the matter we see in the universe today.
If something goes from smaller than a proton to in a trillion trillionth of a second larger than our observable universe, is that not an explosion? They say, well, it was just an expansion. Well, if that's not an explosion, I don't know what is.
And the only reason they try to redefine it and say, well, it's an expansion, is just to make it sound like it's not as kooky as it really is.
Except it was an expansion. It is an expansion. Wasn't an explosion. Let's leave Matt Powell Official for today. I'm certain that we'll be talking to him again soon.
This tiny singularity violently exploded.
No explosion, no bang.
And it is from this explosion, this bang, that all matter, energy, space, and time were created.
Wasn't an explosion.
Well, what exploded? They say, well, before the Big Bang, there was nothing, absolutely nothing. And then just this infinitesimal amount of space just exploded and created time, space, and matter. There you go, boys and girls. So nothing causes nothing to explode. Does that make any sense to anybody in here? It brings a whole new meaning to the verse where the Bible says, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools.
Let me assure you that the Big Bang Theory is the best theory that we have from the beginning of the universe.
And anybody that believes that matter and energy could create itself from nothing doesn't believe in science. And that's what I want to establish here real firmly tonight, is that if you are an atheist, if you're listening to this sermon and you're an atheist, you don't believe in science.
Yeah, that's right.
Period.
Nothing exploded, it expanded. Also, vacuum fluctuations may play a part also. Entropy doesn't work that way.
Well, number one, the idea that it's an expansion rather than explosion is just a hermeneutical game. It's just a hermeneutical game to make it sound like it's not as crazy as it sounds. And I hate to break it to the atheists, but yeah, it does sound kooky. It does sound like something off Star Trek.
So, of course, they come at us when I bring these things up to them with the blanket statements that we've all heard a million times. They'll say, well, you know, must take a lot of faith there to think that a virgin could conceive there, buddy. You know what? These people think a rock conceived.